But now all the poodles run to my house for the funky comadina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Jesse, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little funky cold Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth, I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the funky cold Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies, you know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the funky cold Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky cold Medina.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Milwaukee, crowds gathering for the final night of the Republican National Convention, waiting to hear Donald Trump accept the party's nomination and give his first speech since the assassination attempt at a rally in Pennsylvania.
In audio obtained by PBS News, Trump talked about the emotional impact of the shooting.
Horrible thing, amazing thing, and in many ways it changes your attitude, your viewpoint on life.
Trump has said the experience had him tearing up and rewriting the speech he'll deliver this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Milwaukee.
President Biden recovering from COVID at his home in Delaware. A senior Biden administration official tells ABC News that the president appears absolutely more receptive to hearing out calls for him to exit the race, even asking for polling on how Vice President Kamala Harris would do. But the senior official adds there's no indication President Biden is changing his mind. And former CNN and Fox Business reporter and conservative political commentator Lou Dobbs has died. He was 78 years old. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 38-year-old man was found unresponsive in his jail cell on Monday afternoon, according to the Adams County Sheriff's Office. When the man was found, deputies began life-saving measures, but they were unsuccessful. The inmate was first incarcerated on June 21st in another county and was transferred to the Adams County Jail on July 1st. According to officials, he was being held as a sentenced inmate. A Sun Prairie teenager was shot Wednesday night and then taken to the hospital for their injuries. Officers responded to the 600 block of Elizabeth Lane just after 9 p.m. after someone reported gunshots. Before police arrived, an adult alerted them that a teen had been shot in the hand by the gunfire. The wounded teen was taken to the hospital where they were treated for their injury. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76. 99.7
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Burbs on David Grant joining us until after 5 p.m. Here is Sly Fox on Max FM.
Looking for a new star to play. sinking in the sand. The Hollywood squares are living in Disneyland.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
Oh,
maximum music. Max FM.
The dark side's called love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slipping to the dark side across our line. On the dark side.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday night. I am in a little bit of shock tonight. Unfortunately, we learned today that Bob Newhart passed away today at the age of 94 years old. Now, this was a mainstay when I was growing up. I used to watch him on TV a lot. Back from the 1970s all the way through 1978, they had the Bob Newhart show. That was something that was very popular. I remember little bits and pieces about that. But then 4 years later, they came out with Newhart. It was simply called Newhart. And that was a show that I remember. It was an amazing show. It was good, clean comedy. A show that just you could watch with your family. He was an innkeeper at this little town in Vermont and kept busy doing things while he was there. It was a great show. I cannot believe that he has passed away today. And one of the other things that I can say that I remember Bob Newhart from that just is probably one of the more recent things is Elf. I mean, watching him in that movie was just amazing. The clean humor that he had, just that kind of that dry pan humor, was his classic way of doing things. And him being in that movie with his son, Will Ferrell, was just something to see. So, gonna have to go back and watch some of those episodes tonight. So, unfortunately, today Bob Newhart passed away at the age of 94. I'm gonna go back and watch Elf. That almost seems like something that would be good to watch right now, get a little good humor, and it is. We're mourning the loss of Bob today. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Cheap Trick on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Start your planning now, I guess. Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. When it comes to the MLB schedule release, there is no pomp and circumstance, just an unannounced press release on a Thursday afternoon. Today was that Thursday afternoon as we learned where and when the Brewers will be in 2025. For the second year in a row, they open up in the Big Apple. This time it's in the Bronx against the Yankees after opening up against the Mets at Citi Field this year. The home opener for next year, Monday, March 31st against the Royals. There is only one three-city road trip. It's at the end of April against the Giants, Cardinals, and White Sox. The MLB season as a whole opens up in Japan with a series between the Dodgers and Cubs. Moving on to golf, first round of the Open Championship is in the books. Daniel Brown is your clubhouse leader after carding a 6-under 65. That's one shot better than Shane Lowry. Justin Thomas is three shots off the lead at 3-under. Tiger Woods struggled mightily today. He finished with a plus 879. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
With my tail in the air.
Straight cat, strut, I'm a
Please,
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, man, that's a
hanging from a garbage can.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. One of the air movies that Bob Newhart was in was Legally Blonde 2. Thanks for reminding me about that one. Here's Lips Inc. on Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
in town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
Some more hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Thursday. Okay, we know all those people who never get sick, or some people that rarely get sick. So what's the secret? Seriously, some people are sharing their tips online, but unfortunately, most of them are not practical for everyone. Number one, go to sleep early and get 9 hours of sleep every night. Wow, I'd like to get that in two nights. Number two, stay away from kids. Okay, yeah, that works. Number three, stay active and drink plenty of water. Well, thanks, Grandma. Wash your hands constantly and don't touch your face or rub your eyes. Yeah, allergies is all I'm going to say there. One person said, I barely leave the house. Yeah, you got to get out of the house. Eat fruits and vegetables and avoid unhealthy stuff, especially fast food. Anyone know what my dinner plans are for tonight? Oh, my goodness. Someone said stop eating indoors at restaurants. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Take vitamin D supplements. Others add vitamin C, zinc, and fish oil. Another one that's probably a good one, keep an optimistic attitude. One of the others was avoid stress. I don't know how that's possible. Now, here's an interesting one. Add garlic and ginger to your diet. Others have suggested spicy peppers, onion, bone broth, wasabi, tofu, natural yogurt, natural mustard. And someone said, haven't had pizza since 2012. And apparently that helped. Stout did not agree with that one, in case anyone heard. This is a good one. Go for a 30-minute walk every day. Followed by don't be lazy. And someone said, I work in construction and regularly put objects in my mouth that I picked up from the floor. It's like, yeah, I see people do that. It's like, why do you put that in your mouth? Of course, I try to open packages with my mouth, so I hope my dentist is not listening at this point. There was actually a lot of stuff of that type of stuff. People said that they believe they have strong immune systems because they embrace germs, even to the point of not washing their hands regularly on purpose. Not a good idea. Finally, some credited their immune system to genetics. The basic thing, I think, is the fruits, the vegetables, try to get some sleep, you know, and wash your hands. That is probably one of the most important things that you can do. So there you go, some tips on staying healthy. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by Roxette on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, July 20th, the American Legion will be hosting a brat stand at Viking BP in Reedsburg. Stop by for a delicious meal and help raise money for our veterans. It's a tasty way to help. You'll find them again at the corner in the Viking BP parking lot in Reedsburg. This will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturday, July 20th. More details can be found on Facebook. Search Post 350 Reedsburg. On Friday the 19th, celebrate Christmas in July from the Reedsburg Community Lights Group. They'll be hosting a Christmas movie in City Park. From 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., it's the Polar Express. Come enjoy the movie. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. They'll have water and popcorn for $1. Root beer floats for $2 or a non-perishable food donation. Again, this will start at 8 o'clock on Friday, July 19th at City Park in Reedsburg. And then the next day, it's Shakespeare in Mirror Lake State Park. This will be from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Before performing the play, the Summit players will take you through the characters, the plot, themes of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. Join them to play games, act out characters, and learn how Shakespeare's time is similar to our time in this interactive all-ages workshop. This will start at 1 p.m. with a workshop for kids, then at 2:30 is when the performance will take place. More details can be found on Facebook at Friends of Mirror Lake State Park.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week, a little more humid, and still a chance of storms. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 76. 99.7.
Like a raindrop, she's got the look. Heavenly bound, cause heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. The look. Fire in the eyes, naked to the T-bone as a lover's disguise. Banging on the head drum, shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Swaying to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got
the world can make a brown-eyed girl turn blue.
the love.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
Yeah, we like a bomb, baby. Come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolish your woman.
My hand to my feet, yeah.
Here is Rihanna on Max FM.